Yesterday on Breakfast, former Prime Minister Paul Keating re-entered the political fray, mounting a pretty scathing attack on Tony Abbott. That followed criticisms of Kevin Rudd by another former Prime Minister, John Howard, in a newspaper article earlier in the week, though a lot milder, more mildly put, I must say. And today, yet another senior political figure from the past weighs in. Former Treasurer Peter Costello has a go at the spending policies of both Kevin Rudd and Tony Abbott. In a column in the Fairfax papers, Peter Costello directs the friendly fire at Tony Abbott's generous paid parental leave scheme. He calls it a silly idea that should have set the alarm bells ringing in Liberal ears the minute it was announced. Michelle Grattan joins me in the Parliament House studio. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. Good to see you.
Michelle, Peter Costello has written, quote, "The idea of increasing tax," in this case slugging business to pay for the parental leave, "is as foreign to the Liberal Party as voluntary unionism would be to the ALP. Bob Brown's endorsement should have set the alarm bells ringing." Is this personal or just a former Treasurer doing his thing, do you think?
I think it's mainly the latter. Peter Costello sees himself as the custodian of good economic policy, and he would believe that this isn't good economic policy, that it's not in line with what the Liberal Party stands for on taxation, and that view is something that will resonate among quite a few Liberals, because although it is now accepted within the parliamentary party, there certainly have been doubters about putting a big new impost on business to pay for this scheme.
Peter Costello has in the past, though, weighed in on social policy too. Famously, he urged the country to populate or perish, one for mum, one for dad and one for the country. You remember that. He'd be hard-pressed to criticise the intent of Tony Abbott's policy here, would he?
That's right, but he's certainly attacking the means of supporting people who have more children. He doesn't, however, in his article, put forward his own alternative.
Is this damaging for Tony Abbott? I mean, economic management, economic credibility is perhaps the chink that Labor's identified for Tony Abbott. Peter Costello's just turbocharged that.
I think it is damaging because this scheme has come under criticism from a number of angles now, and to have a former treasurer who had that job for a very long time, someone who's respected in the Liberal Party by the Liberal faithful and by Liberal voters, make such a swinging attack, I think inevitably undermines Tony Abbott.
Should note that Peter Costello had a big go at Kevin Rudd too for his plan of clawing back 30% of the GST revenue from the states. The government, on the other hand, is trying to focus attention on health and hospital reform. It wants to talk about that as much as it can. It's running flat out at the moment, trying to paint Tony Abbott as a Scrooge on this issue and reminding people that when Tony Abbott was health minister, they say he stripped $1 billion from hospital funding. Now, Tony Abbott denies this. But do you think this allegation is gaining any traction? Is there anything to it? And it just reminds people that, of course, Tony Abbott was the health minister for so many years.
Well, I guess it depends how you look at the statistics. But I think that at the moment, most of the attention is on the government and on whether it gets its scheme accepted by the states. I think many voters will want more federal involvement. That's what the polling seems to indicate. And the real pressure on Tony Abbott will be when he puts up his own alternative, because as we know, he and government actually favoured a variation of this sort of scheme. He wanted the federal government to be the major total funder of state hospitals with local control, local running boards, whatever, and wasn't able to get that through.
Okay. Michelle, just finally, Julia Gillard's name is popping up a lot more in relation to the leadership lately, I notice. The more the polls slide for Kevin Rudd, the more talk of Julia Gillard you hear. Some of this opposition fueled, no doubt about it. But today we learn the Prime Minister convened a meeting of factional chiefs on Monday. Not sure what went on there. But are you picking up that Kevin Rudd is concerned and, more importantly, Labor MPs are growing restless with their leader?
Inevitably, Kevin Rudd is concerned with the poor polls. I think that he probably realises that he should be nicer to everyone. And after the Keneally incident the other day, a few people, presumably around him, are telling him that. I think that there is leadership chatter, but it's more coming off the fact that there is leadership chatter, as it were.
Yeah.
It just sort of generates itself. Nobody would expect pressure on Kevin Rudd's leadership this term, but if he doesn't do well in the election, if he doesn't probably increase the majority, or at least hold his majority, then next term I think that it certainly would be very serious.
Okay, Michelle, thanks very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan, political editor with The Age newspaper. It's 19 to 8.